Welcome to the Sober Plug Podcast, where I get you disconnected from addiction and plugged into recovery. I'm your host, Connor Duffy. If you are struggling with addiction, you can reach out to my direct line. That is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. If you need resources for treatment, I do own a treatment facility, a detox residential facility called California Wellness. So if you need resources for treatment or if you need any local resources near you, you could reach out to that direct line. Something I want to talk with you about today, very simply, is what to do or what to remember when you're having a bad day. And bad days are going to come and go. Just because we get sober does not mean that everything becomes great overnight. Life is going to be life no matter what. But a lot of times we tend to look at everything through a microscope and we get overwhelmed in moments at times and we lose track of the fact that this is temporary. You know what I mean? And so the first thing I want you to think about, the first phrase that can help you, is that this too shall pass. And what that really means in simple terms, which is a pretty simple slogan as in itself, but this too shall pass means that this is temporary. Whatever it is that you are going through, it has come to pass. It has not come to stay. And it's really easy to forget that. When you're having a bad day, when you're having a bad hour, when you're having a bad minute, it's very easy to let that snowball effect take place. And all of a sudden, a bad minute turns into a bad half hour. A half hour turns into a few hours. And then before you know it, you're having a bad day, and a bad day can turn to a bad week. And things can get out of control really quickly if we don't remember that, hey, you know, this is temporary, and I don't have to continue to let a bad moment turn into a bad day. And this is really important. You can always start your day over. Remember that. You can always start your day over. Do not allow that negative momentum to ruin a day for you. And this is a part of recovery that was, it took a while for me to kind of get this. And listen, I mean, we're human beings. Like, we make mistakes, and you know, sometimes we can get wrapped up in emotions, but always remember to give yourself a little bit of time, give yourself a little bit of grace. And you know, whether you're on your lunch break or you just need a moment at nighttime or in your morning, whatever the case may be, remember to take a step back and write a gratitude list. Remember the things that are important, because a lot of the problems that arise in our lives, sure, they might be issues and they might be a problem in the moment, but in the grand scheme of things, if we focus on the things that we have and we give thanks and give gratitude to the most important areas of our life, it really seems to wipe away those small issues, you know? And it really just gives me a better perspective of what's important. And is this issue here for a moment? Is it here for a little bit of time? Is it here for a lifetime? And most of the time, it's a very short, brief period where we tend to get upset about things that don't really need to get us that out of whack, but we're human beings and we tend to lose track of those things. So the second thing that I really want you to think about is don't make a permanent decision based on temporary emotions or temporary circumstances. And when I was using, I was the master of making quick decisions and reacting and putting myself in a really, really bad spot over and over and over again based off of my temporary emotions. And I was a fucking hothead. I was always getting in trouble because of my reactions to things. And I was just always in that mode of, you could really, really throw me off balance by, you know, basically temporary emotions. And my emotions would get to me and I would end up making permanent choices that would really end up screwing me over. And I would do this over and over and over again. And so I really struggled with this in early recovery because I was always in this reactionary mode. You know what I mean? And I was always in a position where I didn't really give thoughtfulness to my responses, or I didn't really take a step back and remind myself that, hey, this isn't that important. And, you know, I remember a few times, luckily I didn't end up relapsing, but there were a few times where I came very, very close, and it was over shit that really didn't matter. Like of course it mattered in the moment, because if it didn't, I wouldn't have thought about relapsing. But now looking back, like, I put myself in really bad situations and really vulnerable spots because I, one, didn't handle them in the correct way, or two, I was letting anger and fear dictate my choices or my frame of thinking. And if you're thinking in a fearful state, or you're thinking in an angry or resentful state, you're going to make bad choices. You're going to make thought, you're going to allow your thoughts to put you in a really, really bad position if you act on those thoughts. Let me correct that. It's not that, you know, you could think whatever you want, but if you react to your thoughts and you act on them, that's what's going to put you in a bad spot, you know. And I was constantly doing that or coming close to that. And something to keep in mind is that recovery really is about your attitudes and behaviors and starting to change them and give more thought to the way that we behave, because it's the attitudes and behaviors that always led me back to the drinking or the using. And I never really gave that much thought, you know what I mean? And I was always in a reactionary state of mind. And this definitely needs to change when you get sober. You cannot afford doing that, because it will put you in a bad position over and over and over again. Just a very simple example. I mean, you know, even like driving, when I first started driving again, when I was sober, I used to be so pissed off. I used to get so angry, and something about driving that really brings out the worst in a lot of us. I don't know what that's about. But I would constantly be in an angry state if I couldn't get to where I needed to go right away. I was always in a rush driving on the highway, you know. And the point is, like, something simple like that, right? You can't control how other people are driving, or you can't control the flow of traffic. You can't control really much of anything when you're on the road other than yourself. And so when you're in that type of space, or I should say mindset, and you're on the road and you're expecting things to go your way, and you get pissed off because every single driver is not doing what you need them to do, you are no longer in control of your emotions. Your emotions are in control of you. And if you operate this way on a daily basis, I'm telling you, it is a matter of time before you drink and drug. It's just a matter of time. Or you're going to do something that is very, very foolish that you're going to regret. You know, so recovery is really about, and not even just recovery, just life in general. It's people who are successful and people get to where they want to be in life, whether it be trying to get sober or build a business or have healthy relationships, or, you know, achieve your goals, whatever it is. It's you need to be able to control your emotions. You cannot let your emotions determine your mood, because you will never win in that state of mind. There are too many variables in our day to day. There's too many variables in the world. There's too many external things going on that can sway your behavior or attitude. So all you can really do is keep the mindset that you're going to be cool, calm, collected, and look at things through an optimistic lens, and hope for the best, and expect the worst, hope for the best, and do whatever you need to do to make the right healthy choices for yourself. And do not make a permanent decision based off of temporary emotions or circumstances. Things change. Things are going to continue to change, you know. But if you constantly are reacting and are in that state of mind, it's going to land you in a lot of trouble. So always remember that. And the third one, which is, you know, very, very important to me, is tough times don't last, but tough people do. And you might have heard this before. And you got to keep in mind that if you want to be a strong individual, right? If you want to be a strong person, you want to think about a person who you really admire. Think about a person that has been through a lot in life. And when you think of a strong person, you don't think of someone who hasn't been through challenges and obstacles. You think of someone who has probably been through quite a bit. And it's not the absence of the obstacles that makes them strong. It's actually going through them and dealing with them and facing those challenges head on. So in life, in this game of life, we are not going to avoid obstacles, challenges, hard times. Life kicks all of us in the teeth, no matter what. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what your background is, where you come from, what type of family circumstances you're in, what type of job you have, what type of career you have. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Life is going to knock all of us down. And if you have the mindset that you're going to get through it no matter what, and you're not going to sway away or steer away from difficulties, you're going to face them head on, that is going to make you into an individual that is strong, that has integrity, that has pride in the obstacles that you overcome, someone who's confident. You know what I mean? This is how we do it. We have to face these challenges. We have to overcome these things. And sobriety is definitely one of them. You know what I mean? You know how many times that you might have a craving 20 times a day? You know, if you're early on in recovery, it might be 20 times, 30 times a day, right? But the only way to become an individual that embraces sobriety and has a year or has 10 years or has, you know, beyond, whatever the case may be, each and every craving, each and every urge, each and every tough day that you overcome, it's like putting another plate of armor on you. You know, it's like you become a stronger warrior by the battles that you win. And some days you might feel like you're losing. But at the end of the day, if you continue to march forward and you continue to face your issues and your temporary issues at that, you will win. You will become strong. There will be a time in life where the situation that you're in right now is going to feel easy. Because this is the thing too, and this is what's really cool, is as we overcome difficulties in life, we become more prepared for other challenges that come as well. And when we face those other challenges, we get to look back from the past and go, you know what? I've been through some shit. I've really had to overcome some tough things. I've really had to, you know, I've earned where I am right now, and I've had to put in the work. And you know what? I don't know if this is... I don't know how long this is going to last. I don't know how much time I'm going to be in this position, but you know what? I've been here before, or I've been in a situation that's similar to this, and I know I can get through this and I'll figure it out. And that only comes with confidence in self by getting through difficulties. And I'm telling you, I mean, there's going to be days where you don't want to get, where you don't want to deal with these things. You're not going to want to stay sober. You're not going to want to continue with the challenges that come in business, or you're going to want to give up on your relationship because some things need to be hashed out there. I mean, there's so many challenges in all these different areas of our life. And the thing is like, if you give up and you don't face them, it's like, then what, you know, then what? Well, I'll tell you what, it's nothing that's worthwhile. You might as well, if you're going to be going somewhere in life, you might as well be moving forward, and you might as well face the music one way or another, because we can't run, we can't hide, not for long at least. So always remember that, you know, tough times don't last, and tough people do. And the only way that you become tough is to march forward and get through that shit. And you're not going to want to a lot of times, and that's okay. Because again, these things are temporary, you know. So listen, I hope you're having a great day. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. It is Friday, and I really appreciate you supporting this channel. I hope that, you know, the direction that you're in or that you're going in right now, I hope you feel like the journey that you're on is worthwhile. Always remember that. Like, even if you're going through difficulties and you know, you might be going through a hard time, you might be having a great time in your life right now, just remember that everything is temporary, and so things come and go, and you can't enjoy the good times without the rough times, you know? And always remember that. because there's plenty of situations in my life that I didn't think were ever going to pass, and they always do. They always do, no matter what. So I hope you remember that no matter what, the journey is worthwhile. I don't really care what is going on in your life right now, and because no matter what, it's always going to be worth it. But you have to make it worth it. You have to be willing to put in the work. And if you continue to put in the work and you're willing to face life on life's terms and you get around the right people who will, you know, be there to support you and guide you and you know, breathe life into you, you will reap the benefits, I promise. So that's all I have for you today. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, like I said before. And if you are struggling with addiction, you feel like you need help, you can reach out to my direct line. That is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. Much love. I will see you on the next one.